If you guys could see me when I'm when that song, when that part of the intro is playing, I'm actually working it out for the 30 seconds that it plays. I am living, trust and believe it. Welcome everybody. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I am your host, David. And I'm glad you guys can make it. If you're making it, or wherever you're going to listen it at, you can listen to this on the website, you can listen on Facebook, you can listen on maybe iTunes. I'm not sure, I think so. But regardless, thank you guys for checking me out. And to all the 530 people who have swung by the show and followed it, I appreciate you guys. And oh, and Grandpa Al. Hey, Grandpa Al, thank you for swinging by. What's going on? Hope you're well. I guess your computer must have gotten fixed, because you're on more now. Are you swiping your wife's device again? Anyway, thank you for showing up. I appreciate you guys. Well, it's actually been a pretty good day, although I did absolutely nothing. I had told myself yesterday, because all this weekend working, I was just ready to go. I had a, you know, I was stressed yesterday at work, and I had a stress headache that I just had to get out of there. And oh, he stole his wife. Well, that's good. At least you still can listen. And I checked out one of your shows earlier too, Grandpa. And I had to get out of there last night. And you know, I'm like, I'm not doing anything. You know, I deserve a day off. I do so much in a course of 1 week that sometimes I don't even make time for myself. And so I'm like, okay, you know, just do nothing. I actually did leave the house once today. That's because I wanted something to eat, and yeah, I ate something bad. My friend of mine, if she's listening, she may be listening. She about I think beginning of January, she said she wanted her and I and her boyfriend to do to go meat free. And so she sent me a text. I haven't responded. She's like, "How are you doing with your meat-free diet?" And I'm like, I'm not responding to that because she's the friend that I've had pretty much all my entire life. We lost contact, you know, when we both went to college, and then we reconnected when I moved back to Atlanta. When I moved to Atlanta, and then we picked up where we left off. It wasn't like there wasn't any time that separated us. There was an awkward moment because, you know, because you always want to ask those questions. You know, how come you didn't contact me? How come you didn't tell me this? Why didn't you tell me that? You know, but after that first initial awkward moment, it was like, okay, we picked up and let's move on. And so that's what we did. And she's still one of my best friends in the world. And but I'm sorry, Monica, we will not be do I'm not participating in the meat-free diet. I'm sorry, because if that was the case, the last 7 days will have to be taken. I would have to start again. But anyhow, that's every time I think of it, I think it's really funny. But if you guys have been listening to the extra bonus episodes that I've put on Facebook and on the blog, they're actually kind of funny. I have been the last few days because I wanted to do something that was a little bit more raw, I guess, and something a little bit more fun, because sometimes I can get so structured on here unless I'm having a cocktail, and then I just kind of talk over myself. Well, while I'm driving, I think since I'm concentrating or it's just like I'm on the phone with someone, I can talk about just about anything, and it's not, you know, from here to work mainly, and it's only a 10-minute drive, if that, maybe maybe it could be even 12 minutes, but anyhow, so I talk about just anything. So you had to check out Don't Facebook My Funeral, which I think I didn't have it on here. So you had to go to the 5x5.blogspot.com and check out those episodes, because they're kind of funny to me. You know, I think I'm the funniest person on the planet, but no one's paying me to be funny, so I need to maybe look at it again, and maybe I'm not as funny as I think I am. It's possible. And, but check those out. I had one yesterday, and they're most of them they're themed. But then I have my little bouts of road rage while I'm driving. And have you ever been driving, and then you see someone's car who's like all smashed up, in the front or on the side, in the back, and but they're driving crazy. You know, I'm like, well, that's why your car's all busted up. You know, if you wasn't driving like a fool, you because obviously the lesson wasn't learned, because you're still driving like a fool. So I think that's funny. It's something that kind of went through my head earlier today. I'm like, this is why your car is all look like a beat up bucket, because you drive ridiculously. And oh, Grandpa, I hope you don't need therapy after listening to my show, Evil Grand. No, not at all. And he says, I have listened to them, real funny for sure. Well, I think they're funny, and thank you. I could be silly, and I rather keep things light most of the time. You know, I'm serious when I need to be serious, but normally how I conduct my life is a lot of fun, and I like to laugh, and I like to smile, and you know, some of the other stuff. I get stressed out at times, and I have my moments, but mostly I like to keep it fun, and I like to have fun with the people that I'm around. And I think, yes, everybody should have to conduct their life that way, but I'm just me. What else is there? Today, we'll be talking about some more specifically Indiana news. There is a big scooter debate going on in Indiana right now, specifically in the area that I live in, and also an Indiana church. By way, my friend Ken Bogle from the Ken Bogle Talk Show, he had put this on his Facebook page, and I thought that was interesting enough to talk about. So thank you, Ken, for the story, because it was interesting, and I like the results of it. We'll also be talking about the interview I had earlier today with Alan Chin, and then we'll talk a little bit about fat shaming, which for some reason I didn't know that this was a big term, and I've heard it a lot here recently. Obviously, I did some looking around online, and obviously that term has been used for a while, and I just now have start hearing it a lot in the last couple of weeks, or even, well, I guess around Christmas time, I heard it for the first time. But we'll talk about that as well. Thank you guys for listening. We're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll start on. We'll talk about Mr. Alan Chen and what he had to say today on the interview. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. This is the 5x5, and we'll be right back.
fashion. Money steady stacking. I get to come back home where there's not a lot of action. But I let it run. Tequila mixed with rum. And if you want it, then you should come get some. Rama in the building. Rocks up to the ceiling. Planet to planet, this track is what they're feeling. Yeah, and if you feel it too, you shouldn't stop yourself. Which is what to do.
When it comes to how I live, everything you do is big. And I'm not being cocky or saying I'm the ish. Just trying to state that my life is great. And my team, we own a town like a pool. Wait, whole lifestyle blown up. Parties gonna show up. Every time I come home, I'm close to the top. What did you think? I was playing around. Hope that you can see clearly now. Because I wanna shine. And party on my own time. Fly around the world to the haze. They can kiss mine. Sitting on a gold mine. Seeing all the fine dogs. Riding the first class. The English stay fly. Yeah, you thinking I wasn't serious? My flow's got you delirious. Frankie Biggs, Rama, NFC. They feeling it.
I'm kind of feeling that song. I don't know why. I said I wasn't going to play it anymore, but it's the sample, and I've asked this 1,000 times, where does the sample come from? And I know the song, but I can't. It's a West Coast rap song that used the sample that made it popular again, but I just can't. I don't know where it comes from, but I like it. Anyhow, welcome back, guys. It's David from the 5x5, and you're listening to the 5x5 Late Night Show. Just listen to me ramble and talk and chat about different things that go on in my life. Like I said, I didn't do anything today. Well, not much of anything. And I got to watch my favorite TV shows that may... Did it come back last week? It came back last week. That was Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Supernatural, which was really, really good. Supernatural is one of those shows that if you you can watch it, it's on its ninth year. It's not too much more you can do, and to where now they're kind of repeating but retelling, you know, previous storylines. But it's, you know, it's okay. And tonight's episode was really, really good. And I'm still a fan of Get Glue. I get so mad at myself because I said I wasn't going to use it anymore, which I don't use as much as I do. Because before, if you remember, I had a show a long time ago about how Get Glue had changed ownership and the new owner didn't want to send out the stickers, which when you checked into shows, there's several apps that you use to check into shows, say what you're watching. You can have conversations within the app about what's going on the television show. And then you get these little fan type stickers. And I'm like, you know, that was kind of funnish and kiddish and girlish, but it kind of, I got all these little cool little geeky stickers that I like, but I know I'm too old for all that, but you know, I can only be me. And so I got to watch those today uninterrupted, and so you know, sometimes just get to sit and watch TV, you know, and not really have to be invested in anything else but the television. I did see an advertisement for a new show that's coming on. It's called Resurrection. Now, there is a French show, I think, that I can't think of the name. It's on Netflix. That's like in the same tone, and the commercial that they showed was a little boy with this guy. I think it was Omar Epps, I think, and he was telling this guy, "Do you have a boy? Blonde hair, whatever." And he's like, "Yeah, he died 20 years ago." And then the little boy says, "Ask the dad a joke," and the dad, you know, instinctively responds, and he's like, "Oh my God, you've been dead for, you know, 20." And it's the guy that's on. He was in that 70s show. He was the dad, and he was, and then he looked all crazy and just had resurrection, and it went off. So I think it's kind of a play on, you know, they sometimes if there's a show that's decent in like the Killing, that was a show that was in, I think I want to say the Netherlands or something. And it's made its version here in America, which was absolutely phenomenal. I love. And then also with Being Human, which that came back this week as well. And I had to stop watching Being Human because it gets so deep and gets so melancholy that I'm like, I can't watch this. This is too much. And when I did catch a little bit of it when I was at work yesterday, and I'm like, oh, they're doing a lot. Still doing a whole bunch. But I do like that show as well. One of my friends has showed a picture. She lives in, I think she lives in LA, and she took a picture of her and the one of the leads from Being Human, Aiden. And I'm like, girl, I am so jealous. She's taking pictures with him. She's taking pictures with Daryl, which I can't think of his name. Daryl from The Walking Dead. So I'm like, girl, I need to come visit you for real. And welcome, Mr. Ken Boggle from Ken Boggle Talk. Into the chat room. Glad you can make it. I'm just chit chatting, not much going on, but I did tell everybody that you shared a story on your Facebook page about the church, the Methodist church that fired a gay organist, I think, and I'm gonna go over that story today. And that's by way of Ken Bogle. I don't want him to delete me because he put something on his Facebook page the other day talking about use a quote by me and don't give me credit. I will delete your ass. That's exactly what he says, verbatim. That's my oh well. Oh, everybody, newsflash: Ken Bogle is taking a shower while he listens. Are you gonna be on Google Hangouts or something? And for everybody, I talked about this on one of the bonus episodes from the website. I think I'm going to do a Google Hangout. Give me credit, hookers. I think I want to do a Google Hangout one day with anybody who wants to hang out that listens to the 5x5, and we'll pick a topic on Google Hangouts. And I've been playing with the app, and I've been playing with it on the computer, and I kind of like it. So Ken, you need to get your Google Hangout up and running, and maybe some of the crew fellas would join. And I promise you, I'll be pretty. I won't look like, well, no, I look cute today because I shaved. That's all. Sometimes it's all it takes is a little shave. But anyhow, earlier today, I see, this is why I need a show that's really structured, because I kind of get off topic and I start rambling. I'm trying to save that for the drive shows where I'm just kind of talking and going off the cuff. But on these shows, they need to be a little bit more structured so I don't lose time and get off topic and that kind of stuff. And like today when I was interviewing Alan Chen, I had let myself get on a tangent, and then I forgot the original question. Then it came back to me in the middle of something he said, so I had to go back. And it was funny. But you guys have to listen to the Alan Chen interview. A very delightful man. We had a great conversation. I like when interviews take they turn from being question, 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 just to a conversation or a chat. And it wasn't so because prior to the interview, he was saying that he hoped that I had a lot of questions for him. I said, well, I prepared. I had like a 2 pages of questions, small page, not big pages of questions that I wanted to go over. But I said, well, let's play it by ear. I said, I'll start out with something, and then we'll just take the conversation, and then we'll just let it flow. And then of course, I got the questions that I wanted to ask. And only thing I didn't really talk about was where to purchase his book. So I promised myself I was going to do it on tonight's show. And you can find, if you go to alanchin.net or alanchinwriter.blogspot.com, you can find out where to purchase his books on Amazon. So check him out. Like I said, he was such a nice guy, very gracious, and we laughed. We had a good time. And since I'm talking about it, then I'll talk about it a little bit more. Let me play your excerpt from today's interview with Alan Chen, the writer of gay novel. No, the gay writer that writes gay novels, I guess is a better way to say it.
Alan, thank you for joining the 5x5 today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm like, I wanted to meet you because I read, like I just told you a few seconds ago, and you know, on Alan's blog, you guys, you can go to alanchinwriter.blogspot.com and put in your email information, and you can get this wonderful, wonderful free e-story called Hand-Carved Elephants. And I just fell in love with that story. And I know when I really love, even it's a short story, but even, you know, books, when I want to know what happens the next day after the story ends and there's nothing else, I want to know what happens the next day. So, Alan, is there going to be a sequel to that? Because I need more.
Well, just today I finished another one of those monk stories.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting together six of them. And today I finished the first draft of the sixth one. Hand-Carved Elephants is actually number three on the list. And all six of them I've already signed the contracts with Bold Strokes Books. They're going to publish it in late 2015 or 2016. And all of those stories are linked with the characters and the themes and all of that. So basically, there is something that happens after Hand-Carved Elephants, and if you buy the book, you'll get to find out exactly what happens.
Well, that's definitely going to be on my Alan Chin book list, because when I tell you, when I first start reading the story, for me, descriptions and the imagery, because I like to read a book that it doesn't feel like you're reading. It's like you're watching a movie in your head, and I'm like, this is how this person writes, and it's amazing to me that you write so descriptively, and you know, and it's like everything is to detail, and you can almost smell the water from the character when he jumps into the water, and he almost dies. I'm not going to give away too much, but it's so descriptive. How does all that fit inside your head?
I don't think it does fit inside my head. I think what happens is when I sit down to write, I just kind of open myself up, and ideas just start flowing through. And I kind of look at it, and I've talked to many writers who feel the same way, that you just kind of open yourself up to the cosmos. Of course, you've got an idea of the themes you want to use and where you want to go with the story and all of that. But once you open yourself up, it just starts flowing through you. And at that point, it's like it's coming from somewhere else and you're just taking dictation.
That was Alan Chin, the author that I interviewed today on the 5x5 Real Talk with David and Nikki. So check out that complete interview. It should be right below this one. So if you're looking at the episodes here on the page, on the main page of the 5x5, look right down and it should be that episode there. Like I said, he was very delightful to talk to, very easy to talk to. And we talked about the writing process. He had put a blog out a few days ago and pretty much saying that people think that writing is the loneliest profession, and how he's saying that he isn't alone. Not that he talks to the characters, but when he's in that environment, when he's writing, he's not alone. And I thought that was kind of provocative. And we also talked about, cause he travels the world, for half the year, and then half the year he writes. And, he says that he knows how the world perceives America as being a bully. So we talked about that a little bit. We talked about bullying. And you got to check out his blog, because he has a lot of good things. He also does book reviews. He's a literary critic. Just a delightful individual. And I'm going to have him back on the show soon, because there wasn't enough time for me to talk to him today. Maybe when we completely migrate to Spreaker, after I figure all the call-in stuff out, I'll have him back on for a longer show, because like I said, there was somebody I wanted to meet and talk to, and that's how I'm going to start doing the live shows on Blog Talk Radio, like interviews and stuff like that. It's going to be, you know, how I am in my normal life, by meeting new people and seeing what makes them tick and just having a conversation with them. You know, I'll, I, you know, like places I go, I just start a conversation with somebody. And it could be no reason. They might not be interesting at all, but if I overhear say something, I might come in and then just strike up a conversation. And that's who I am. I like doing that. But moving on. So check out that show. Check out Alan's information. And it's in the show notes as well today. Ken, I was reading Ken's, like I said earlier, I was reading Ken's Facebook page earlier today, and there is a church, and I believe it was in Indiana, yeah, a gay choral director was forced out over his sexual orientation. Adam Fraley was his name, and this article comes from the Herald Bulletin. He says that he worked for the United Methodist Church in Alexandria, I didn't even know there was an Alexandria, Indiana, for 6 years, and attended with his partner. When a new minister... Now, you know what Methodist, you know, Black Baptist Church, that's Baptist, or I guess any Baptist, you know, you have somebody in the church to say they was called to the ministry or they got the call, and you'll hear that. And there are some politics in that. But the Methodist Church, there's an organization, I think, what are they calling it? The Indiana Conference of, well, the United Methodist Church of Communication. They're very, very structured, and they appoint. I have a coworker that is a Methodist minister, and he was appointed to the church where he is. You just don't get to say apply for the job. Well, I guess you apply to them, but you know, I was called. I'm part of this church. I was called to the ministry. I want to be a minister and start my own church. If you're Methodist, you have to be appointed. I don't know what the process is, but anyhow, this new minister took over the church last year, and Fraley said that he resigned because of pressure about his sexual orientation. But here's the thing. United Methodist Church law allows LGBT people to attend church services, but says self-avowed practicing homosexuals are not to be certified as candidates or ordained as ministers or appointed to serve. You know, and that's the problem I have. And we've talked about this on the Crew Show with organized religion and Christian and how church folks, not Christians, use their religion or my religion to exclude and not to embrace. And that's if somebody's coming to serve and they're doing serve a purpose. There's an older lady that I don't think she's passed away now, and they used to make comments about the pastor of one particular church here in town a lot. And this one, we was outside sitting one day. I don't know what we were doing, maybe a barbecue or something. And she was there. And a family member of mine who's really, really vocal and kind of ghetto, she comes out and she says, well, that your pastor's doing this, that, and the other, and how he's going to lead people to God if he's doing all this in the street. And the woman, the older lady, you know, there's something about attaining a certain age and, you know, and all the wisdom that comes from older people. And I still look to older people for guidance and wisdom and just words. You know, my mother has a friend now that we see, and she's an older lady. She's always has something funny to say, but it's always very, very poignant to what's going on in the world, in the church, in the community. And they've seen a different world than, and they've lived a different world than a lot of us now, my age and younger, you know, wasn't able to experience. So I think their perception is a little bit different. But she said to the young lady, my cousin, she's like, the word of God is the word of God, even if it comes out of the mouth of a dog. She's like, because even if a dog was speaking it, and if it was true, it's still the truth, right? And that kind of shut her up. And a lot of people don't prescribe to that theory, and you don't have to. That's just, I liked hearing that. And I kind of look at it this way. If somebody's serving God, how can you say they can't serve because you, a person, you don't agree with their particular life? And I'm not going to say lifestyle, but their life. Because a lot of people like to throw that in there as well. Anyhow, and so there were many members of this particular church, about 80% from what the report says, were at odds over what it meant to serve. And they say any other leadership position should be filled at the discretion of the congregation and the minister. And the disagreement over whether Fraley should have been allowed to keep his job has caused a divide between the church and the members, and members like David Steele. Steele said that he had pushed the new interim minister, David Manter, who's the new minister that caused all this, to rehire Fraley, but Manter was uncomfortable with Fraley's sexual orientation, and instead Steele was asked to resign the position of the church leader. Steele, this is the guy that's defending Fraley. When Steele refused, the district superintendent personally had a meeting to relieve him of duty. So this is just sad that this has to happen, but I'm not surprised from some of the conservative minds and the Bible beaters here in Indiana. But you know, there's going to come a time where you will be judged for that, but not on man's accord, but on God's accord. And this is not a religious show by any means, but I just want to put that out there because I think sometimes people get the wrong idea about what Christianity is supposed to be. And it's more being Christ-like and doing the right thing and being good to people, not to exclude somebody who does, whose life that you think doesn't agree with how you have interpreted the Bible. Anyhow, enough of that. That was bringing me down. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about the scooter problem we have in Indiana. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires, and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
Now, see, I can kick and twirl to that. I'm going to find this chick. That's, again, that's another Snowflake joint. I did see her on Reverb Nation, but I want to get her on the show. I want to talk to her because I love her voice, and I really don't like normally pop music, but I love her voice. I'm also going to find Erica David and Tinashe, some of my favorite artists from Reverb Nation and ccmixter.com. Welcome back. Just chatting a little bit today with you guys. Well, tonight, I guess. Or tomorrow, because it is after 12, about some things going on in Indiana. But first, I had seen one of the most accurate, and it's called the most accurate horoscope ever. So I don't know who compiled this information. You guys know my birthday is in August, and I'm a Virgo, kind of on the cuffs of Leo. And I think this is why I am the way I am. And it's so funny because Alan Chen and I talked about a little bit about horoscopes, and I told him this, that's why I was single, because I'm a Virgo. I had to find somebody to put up with me. And he was like, he said he never had dated a Virgo. I'm like, well, he's been married for 20 years to his husband. And he says, I said, well, don't break up and date one. You won't be happy. So we kind of laughed about that. But on this particular website called seriouslyforreal.com, and is under funny/a very accurate horoscope for the year 2014, and very spooky because it's so accurate to the zodiac and the personalities. So my particular one is Virgo, and it's in the little phrase after it says the one that waits. And I think that's kind of true, because I'm very good at waiting. I'm patient. I know sometimes I can be very, very impulsive and a little OCD on things, but I can be patient as well. I can just wait forever on stuff. And because I think things come in their due course. I don't try to rush things unless I'm having an impulsive moment. But I am aware that things do come when they're supposed to come. And so that's true. But it says dominant in relationships. That's very true. And guys, if you listen to the show before, I've always said that the person that I end up dating will be somebody who can take control, or is not afraid to take control. And everybody that I've dated in my past, you know, they just kind of let me run them over. You know, not that I was mean. It just, I think it was my way or the highway. Nobody ever said, no, we're not doing this. We're doing this. You know, they just kind of let me do the driving, so to speak, and literally sometimes, because that one person didn't have a car. But anyhow, I don't date boys without cars. So I don't do that. Anyhow, so it's dominant relationships. Someone loves them right now. That is true. Somebody's in love with me right now that they had a chance back in the late 90s, but they messed it up, so they'd never get another chance again. Always wants the last word. That's true. Caring. I'm very caring. Smart. I think I'm relatively smart. Loud and loyal. I'm very, very loud. And I think I'm loyal. Easy to talk to. Yes. Everything you ever wanted. Easy to please, a pushover. I can be a pushover. Loves to gamble and take chances. That's the only thing that I read, that I'm not a risk taker. I've never taken big risk in my life. I take some, but I would say 50-50 on that one. That's not too terribly true. Needs to have the last say in everything. They think they know everything and usually do. That's true. Respectful to others, but you will quickly lose their respect if you do something untrustworthy towards them and never regain respect. That, to me, that is probably the most profound thing that this person, whoever compiled this list of the zodiac signs, that's probably the most accurate in that whole thing, because I give people chances, and if they, you know, if somebody disrespects me or you know, compromises my respect in a trust issue manner, I will never, for one, trust them again, and they will never get respect from me again. That's just true. I don't know why. But you know, the funny thing is, my sister and my father, they're September Virgos, but they're so different from me. I'm like the textbook Virgo, and they're, you know, my sister's very bossy, but my dad is very laid, even though he's hard headed, he's very laid back as well. So anyhow, they do not forgive and never forget. And that's true. And I wish I could work on that. I told somebody, I don't forget anything. You know, I can tell my mother thinks I'm making it up. I'll tell her something. Like, we was having a conversation the other day about my father's grandmother, and she was mean. And I remember the conversation. I know what was happening. I know what I had on. And I remember my sister back then, she wasn't the bully she is now, because she, my sister's mean. But I remember as a kid, we were moving her. My father was moving her to her new home. And there were some old toys in the basement. And I remember my sister, remember those little clapping monkeys? I bet that thing would be worth money, because it was old when my sister found it down there. And I got a windmill that had like three little, those little pinwheel things on it. And so she was mean, and she didn't ever want me and my sister to have anything because she didn't like my mother. You know, all that family kind of nonsense. And it's so funny, I should write a book, because all that family drama is hilarious to me now. Just think of how people think and, you know, the responses. But anyhow, and so I remember she kept on eyeing the toys that my sister and I had. And I could tell she was determined to get those away from us. Not that she's going to use it, because she didn't have any small kids. You know, her kids were grown, and, you know, parents and other like my dad, that was her grandson. But she only had one child, that was my dad's mother. And so she makes her move, and I seen her coming, so I just kind of stepped out of the way, and she snatches that bear monkey, clapping monkey thing out of my sister's hand, and my sister let her have it. She went for the windmill for me, and I was fast and I was little. I ducked and dodged her, and I remember getting into the front seat of my dad's truck. Well, I guess it was only one seat, and closing the door. And so, and I stayed in there until it was time for us to leave, and she never got that windmill because she wanted it, and I wasn't giving it up. With me saying that, me and my mom had that conversation. She was trying to remember what happened. I said, she's like, oh, you really did that, didn't you? She's like, then she kind of remembered. She's like, there's no way you could remember that. You was only 4 or 5 years old. I'm like, no, I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, I had a plaid shirt on with some ugly bell bottom pants, some cheap Converse shoes. And I had this blue jacket that I liked that had a hoodie on it with really, it was really, really white. You know how the little drawstrings? I remember that. And it was raining that day. And I can see it, like I can see it in my mind now. So we don't forget anything. And that's a quality that actually has served me well in my life. The one and only, and 7 years of bad luck if you do not share this. I did share it, so I want. And I hate when they do that. Don't be trying to curse anybody. I watch Charmed. I know what goes on. That's another funny story. Today, my mom and I, she watches Charmed like it's the new show, and she knows I have. And I told her, Mom, I have all the seasons on DVD. Why don't you just, if you want to watch it, you can just watch it on the DVDs. But no, she needs to watch it. Oh, Charmed comes on at 3:00. I gotta be sitting down and watch Charmed. But, you know, it's also on Netflix. You can watch it on your computer. And she's like, no, it comes on at 3:00. I have to watch it. And she watches in the same place every day. It's so funny. She's getting so old. But I like the things that she does that's habitual, because it keeps her focused. And so she'll watch, because it comes on for 2 hours. And she'll watch it from 3 to 5. And she'll sit there, and normally when she's at dialysis, she watches it there to pass those last 2 hours or an hour and 45 minutes. And then she was asking me, well, what happened and why did he die? What spell was that? So I just kind of laughed at myself today, because my mother and I was having a pretty in-depth conversation about Charmed. Blessed be. What is going on in the chat room? I haven't read anything. Hey, Jack Willis, how are you? I don't think you've ever been in the chat room. Welcome to the chat room. Thanks for checking me out. Oh, I did. I think I checked. Oh, that's Jack, the singer Jack. Hey, Jack. When are you going to come on the show and sing? Let's see. Reading. Let's see. Grandpa L says he's reading. Oh, he's reading the blog. Then he says, Jack says, hey, every day you wake up and walk out of the house, you take a risk. So in essence, that part is true. I think that's true. Yeah, that's true. Grandpa Al gave his wife a headache. So now he's free for 2 hours. See, I remember Jack. I have a really good, see, that's a Virgo trait of mine. I have a really good memory. I don't forget stuff. So that was a little added bit. I was going to do that on another show about the horoscopes, and I still might. But here recently in the city I live in Southern Indiana, there's been a explosion, so to speak, of scooters. I don't know if you guys have seen these scooters, in your particular cities or states that are all over the place. I mean everywhere. And they irritate me because they're slow. And I know everybody needs to have a way to get around and get around town, and cars are not in the budget for some people. Gas is not in the budget for some people. Public transportation is not always reliable. So I get it. But in the past 12 months here, there have been drive-by shootings on scooters, and the police haven't caught them. What's up with that? They're not that fast, you know. That's happened here, but there's legislation. Indiana is one of the few states that does not have any legislation or laws for scooters or people who drive scooters. They don't have to have licenses. They don't have to have insurance. And I think that's crazy, because if you're using the same streets that I use to get from point A to point F, you need to have insurance and you need to be a responsible driver. I remember last year we had a really bad snow. It was right before Christmas, again, like this year. This is 2012. 2012 had a really bad snow right before Christmas. And while I was going somewhere, I was on my way somewhere, I seen a couple on a scooter. You know, they were, one was in pajamas, like on the back. It was a male, a guy and a lady, and they were coming toward me on the opposite side of the road. They were going west, I was going east, and I thought, because there was so much snow on the ground, I was like, I can't control my car hardly in the snow, and I had to be out because I was picking my mother up, and I'm like, how are you able to control with somebody, a passenger, no less? And so I just kept on thinking to myself, that is so dangerous. It is so dangerous. So I went and picked my mother up. When we're coming back out, so they was probably going to McDonald's or the grocery store, because that was in the vicinity. And so when I'm coming back out and I'm going on the street, I would have been turning on the street where they were going down, and I look across and I see a scooter laying in the middle of the street, a truck halfway on it, and I seen one of the passengers who was on the scooter, the pajamas. And I'm like, oh my God. And I thought to myself, I just knew, I said, Mom, I just seen them. Those people are dead. And come to find out later that night, they were dead. And here, they're still riding them. It is what? It's winter. Not that it's been really, really cold here the last few days. I think we were almost to 60 yesterday. It's crazy. They are still driving these, and they're not responsible. You have a lot of young kids, and I would want to protect my child. And a lot of these people, you know, because I guess they don't want to take their children, run them around town. I wasn't allowed to drive until I was 17. My dad was like, no, you're not responsible enough. And not that it's the same as driving a car, but you're on the road with other vehicles. I would be scared to death to let my child, even a teenager, to ride in any kind of traffic. The funny thing is, I didn't see as many scooters in Atlanta when I lived there as I do here. Not that the city is very rural, because it's not. It is a city. It's the third largest city in Indiana. But again, there's no legislation. And so my city, there's been a particular upheaval because things have gotten so bad. We have the drive-by shootings. And my thing is, you need to be accountable. And most of the wrecks, I think they said they had, how many wrecks they have this year? One of the people that commented on this article, it says, it's like someone had taken Miracle-Gro and all of a sudden there are scooters everywhere. If you spend any time driving the streets of Evansville, you might be inclined to think they have no training, which is true. Indiana is one of the few states that doesn't require riders to have a license, registration, or insurance to ride low-powered mopeds. And that, I think there's a difference between how fast it's able to go. That kind of dictates if you have to have a license or insurance. My thing is, if they have to use the same street that I'm on, because if I hit them, I'm liable. But if they say they come up and hit me and just barely dent my car, they have... they're not liable, because 25 miles an hour is as fast as this one can go. That's doesn't you have to get the license for. It can do some damage to your car, you know, and they're not, you know, you're not gonna be able to replace it, because 9 times out of 10 you can't afford a car of your own. And I don't know. And then the flip side of that coin is, oh, this is a funny thing. There's a website, because there's so many scooters here in town and they're crazy with it. There's a website called Scooter People of Evansville. And it's a Facebook page. So type in Scooter People of Evansville and you can see all the crazy scooter riders we have in town. And people dragging lawnmowers behind, canoes, dressers. This all kind of stuff. And now the scooter riders are outraged, and they claim the page, this page has fostered a lot of negative stereotyping, that some drivers have begun to yell and throw things at them out of their cars. I've never seen this. I will toot a scooter. I should have been a rapper. I will toot a scooter. But one lady says that... she rides her scooter to get to work because it's cost efficient. And she said, not everyone who drives a scooter is trash. And I'm like, well, I ain't gonna call anyone trash, but it's just one of those things, like, I don't get it. But the flip side of that coin, like I was saying earlier, you know, it's this is funny, before I get to that, because now the scooter people are kind of fighting back, saying, they say to the people who get stopped, because they're stopping scooter people now for breaking the basic traffic laws, like not signaling and not stopping the stoplights. And the one guy said, we're getting these scooters because gas is cheap and they are environmentally friendly. And so the sergeant of the police here says, no, you are driving the scooter because you can't drive a car. And what he's saying is, there's a lot of people who have DUIs that still need to get to work. That's why they have these scooters, and it's the only way for them to keep their jobs. And so I get that, but I think still, okay, you're getting to your job, then why can't you be accountable if you have an accident? And they said they sell more scooters in the winter than they do in the summer for some reason. But anyhow, so check out the Scooter People of Evansville on their Facebook page, and you can kind of laugh at the city that I live in. Okay, Ken Bogle is clean now. Let's see. Oh, Jack's. Oh, thank you, Jack. He said, I'm really entertaining. I get kind of wordy, Jack, and sometimes I ramble and go on, and I don't know. I think I talk too much sometimes. Well, when we come back, we're going to give you some funny facts that you might not know, and then we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys for listening. This is David. We'll be right back.
Soul's not.
Yeah, she is my favorite independent artist of 2013. Hopefully I'll have some new stuff from her shortly. Like, actually, I do. I might play that before we go tonight. It's called Start Again, and she sings on that as well. Let's see, Jack, I still want to, haven't got an answer from you about if you're going to sing on my show or not, because I will say you were really singing good the other night. I think Grandpa Al was in there and Ken might have been in there, and you did pretty good on Malia's show the other night. We were talking about in the chat room while we were listening to a song. Ken said he was all clean and he powdered all the important parts, and I told him to punch that kitty, honey. You know what? I swear, you guys have to join the chat room on some of my shows, because I have some characters that come to my show. Grandpa Al is hilarious. Grandpa Al, I'm going to, maybe if you don't have your computer, you can't do it yet, but, and Ken, we should do a Google Hangout. Get some of your friends, my friends, some of the crew friends, and hang out on Google. I'm going to do that. Try to do it once a week, maybe, like on a Wednesday night. And then we'll talk about some, we'll play videos, and then we'll tape it and put it on a website or something. I think that'd be fun. Punch that kitty, honey. See, Jack is going to sing from, we have to set it up, Jack. Thank you, Jack. Cause Jack is saying, or send me something that you recorded. That's even better. Yes, I do have Skype. I think it's David, the 5x5 or something like that. It used to be something else, but I changed it. I think it's this. Hold on. I'm not sure. I had it up a while ago. We're going to get all you guys on Google Hangout. Okay. For all the 5x5ers out there, maybe we won't shoot. Oh, I'm off Friday. Maybe we could do it Friday night. In the evening about this time, do a Google Hangout, and I promise I'll be cute because I have to go to a funeral earlier that day, so I'll be all clean shaven and flawless like Beyonce. And we'll do a Google Hangout and kind of chit chat and talk about different stuff. I think that'll be fun. But I think there's a way you can record it, and then we can put. I've seen there's some guys that I want to talk to called Media Male Mind, and they do it, and it's really, really fun. I've seen some other people do it. It looks really, really fun. But anyhow, I digress. Grandpa says, I know my house is haunted. My wife spooks me every 10 minutes. Stop that. That's hilarious. The last time I hanged out, my grandma told me I needed to stop eating so much. Boy, you a mess. But Ken, he was all clean and things. And he says now he had Tina Turner hair. Not a good reference. And his blow dryer went insane. Volume for days. I told him I had pageant hair. He said the higher the hair, the closer to Jesus. And there was an amen to that. But but I was telling him there's a video by Beyonce off the new Beyonce the Visual album called Pretty Hurts. It has such a good message about appearance and beauty and perceived beauty, or how society perceives you to look, and such a good message. But I remember the pageant wave from the video, and she looks absolutely gorgeous. But check that out. Oh, Jack is in New Zealand. Oh, wow. Well, right now for me, it's going on 1 o'clock in the morning. And for Ken, it's going on 2 o'clock in the morning. And Ken, we will have to get together on that Supernatural show. Ken and I are both Supernatural fans. I think I talked about this last time, and we're going to get together and talk about, Ken has Google Hangout too. Well, we're going to do this. This is going to happen. We're going to do the Google Hangout, but Ken and I, we're going to have a Supernatural themed show, because he's really connected with some people that are part of the environment, the group that believers, I guess you would say. Anyhow, lastly today, just to lighten the mood, I was checking out a website called WTFFunFact.com, and I'm assuming WTF means what the, you know, expletive, funfact.com, but it's WTF funfact.com. And one of the things that I found interesting, because I remember when this happened, and you think it's already done, but then you found out that it wasn't true. The U.S. paid $200 billion to cable companies to provide the U.S. with fiber internet. They took the money and didn't do anything. Imagine that. Sleeping on your stomach can induce weirder, scarier, and sexy dreams. So if you, I'm a side sleeper, because my stomach's a little bit too big to be laying front. No, I'm a side sleeper. But if you want to have sexy dreams and all that stuff, lay on your stomach. There was another one that I seen that was really, really interesting that I didn't know. Here's the one. This is interesting. This is something that the U.S. would do. 36 armed dolphins trained by the U.S. Navy to kill terrorists have been missing since 2005. What happened to them? The dolphins carry toxic dart guns capable of killing a man in a single shot. What the hell? I mean, there's killer dolphins out there with darts and stuff. Who knew? Jackie Chan's mother was an opium smuggler. And his father was a spy. He wasn't a good spy, because he should know that her ass was smuggling opium. And let's see, a few more. Oh, this is funny. I think I would have liked Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin wasn't trusted to write the Declaration of Independence, as it was feared he would put a joke in it. So obviously, Benjamin Franklin could have been on that show, Impractical Jokers, with all that long hair and stuff. And then the last one for tonight, it cost around $2.75 million to make an episode of The Walking Dead. So if you guys listen to the show, you know when The Walking Dead is on, I always say something about it. I love The Walking Dead. And it pulls in $11 million in commercial revenues for a profit of $8 million an episode. That's pretty deep. Episode, and they get, what, 20, I think, a year? That's a lot of money. You know, that's a lot of money. That's $160 million a year for this show, but it does very well. And lastly but not least, farting helps reduce high blood pressure and is good for your health. That's funny. But thank you guys for checking us out. Children are starving and you're training exactly. Yeah, paranormal community. That's what I was trying to think of, and I couldn't think of that word. Thank you. I hate sometimes this chat, you can't scroll it up really good, and I have issues. And did you guys realize, well, I'm sure you do have noticed that Spreaker has went to scheduling, and it's a very basic form of scheduling. Like on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually schedule your full show and put all the stuff you want to have, and it's done. But here on Spreaker, you can schedule the time for people to see when you're going to be on. It doesn't automatically start, which it does on Blog Talk Radio. So maybe that'll get better as it progresses. But I thought that was kind of interesting that they started scheduling, I guess, was it yesterday or the day before? They started scheduling. So hopefully I'll have, but these shows are like, I'm not sure when I'm going to do one of these shows. Real Talking with David and Nikki normally is on Tuesday night, but I posted earlier because of the interview with Alan Chen. So don't forget to check out the interview with Alan Chen. Go look at his website. Read some of the excerpts from the books. He's an awesome writer. I enjoyed talking to him earlier. You know what? I'm not done. You know what? I am going to be done, because I can talk about this another time. I'm going to be done, because I will get to talking and won't shut up, because it's almost 1 o'clock. Let's see. But don't forget to check him out. And Grandpa Al says, I had a sexy dream about my wife 38 years ago. It happened 5 times. Now I know where babies come from. Great sex dreams and nightmares when they grow up. What are you called on Google Plus? I think I'm the 5x5 on Google Plus. I'm pretty sure I'm just the 5x5. What are you? Send me leave a message on the show notes or something so I can see it. Bad when I'm in closed places and lighting matches shortly thereafter. Yeah, Grandpa Al is one of the funniest people on Spreaker. He always delights us with his comments. But like I said, thank you guys. We will talk about fat shaming another day. I don't think I have the energy to go on. We've covered a lot tonight. But yeah, check out the interview with Alan Chin. Check out the minisodes of The Drive on Facebook, which is the 5x5, or on the blog, the 5x5, the fives are numeric, .blogspot.com. For those shows that won't... they won't be on Spreaker that much. I did have one the other day, which I thought was funny, but there's several ones on the blog that are hilarious. And it's just me driving around town when I'm driving and talking about what's going on around me and talking about whatever pops in my head. So a little bit more raw, actually, and I really enjoy doing those. My mom claims she's making an appearance, so maybe tomorrow when I'm taking her somewhere, she'll give me a little interview and talk about me, how bad I am about mentioning her on my show all the time. That's because I love her. Okay, Jack, I got that. Follow us at Twitter at the 5x5 and also on Tumblr, tumblr.com / the 5x5, completely spelled out. On there, looking forward to bringing you some more guests. And thanks again to Alan Chin for chatting with me today. Working on two, and the one I will be stoked. There's some interest there. And check me out on The Crew Show every Thursday night at 11 o'clock with Ken Bogle and Donovan from The Off Limits Show. This week, I think we are having a show on Thursday. So check us out there. And I think that's going to be our night, fellas. Thank you guys for staying up with me on the 5x5 late night show. And we're going to do this Google Hangout thing. It's something I wanted to try. I think it'll be kind of funny. Just sit back and chat and talk, and maybe we'll look at videos or something, because there's a lot of capabilities with this kind of... I'm getting more into Google Plus for the social aspect. It's not at Facebook levels by any means, but I'm enjoying it, what I've seen so far. And there's apps for both your iOS device and also for Android devices. You guys have a great night. We may be back tomorrow. Definitely be here Thursday with The Crew. I'm on Friday. Maybe we'll do the Google Hangout thing. So I'll post a couple things on the Facebook page, and we'll see how we can take the Hangout thing and see how it works. If we don't like it, we just won't do it anymore. But thank you guys for listening. I appreciate every one of you guys. Thank you, Grandpa Al. Thank you, Ken Bogle, my boy, and Jack, the up-and-coming singer. And peace, God bless, be well, and goodwill to all humankind, to you and yours always. Oh, well, thank you, Jack. He says, awesome show. You're really entertaining, honestly. Bye. And Ken says, wonderful show as well. But thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Maybe we'll be back tomorrow. There might be another edition of The Drive, so don't forget to check the blog. You guys have a good night. Have a great remainder of your week. Stay warm. I'm here. You're here. We're here. And we're all 5x5. We'll see you next time. Bye.